The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hoodoo practitioner and fourth generation seer with over 50 years experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Lucia, Blucia, Mercatelin, Bahet Cabel, Esami Chukara Mizbea Lotikbi. God bless all my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, and welcome to a session of real, authentic Hoodoo readings called Spirit Communications. This is the only place where you can receive them. As always, a great blessing from Almighty God, blessed be his name, and him personally. For the past 5 years, each and every month, this has been a special feature of Real Hoodoo with Papa Say. Hundreds have been blessed through these programs. Some have received restored relationships, new homes, better finances, freedom from many addictions, and better employment. A new addition is that now they last from 5 to 7 minutes, giving you more information than ever before. Will you be chosen to get your blessings? Now, Papa Say is ready. Now, are you ready? Well, how are you tonight? How is everyone? I hope you're doing fine. I hope all is okay with you. Yeah, because tonight we have spirit communication with Madam Shalice, who is one of the best spirit readers of all, the one and only Madam Shalice from one of the most haunted states in the Union. She reads the spirit realm and gives you a true and accurate message from the realm of ghosts. That's right. The realm of ghosts. Now, you're going to join us for one of the most fascinating shows on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Now, I tell you what. Tell you what. Just hold on a minute. We have to do some commercials, and we will be right back. Now, hold on. Don't go nowhere. Hold on.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything, from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man, and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN. Extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Say. Don't miss Papa Say's quick instant blessing for this week. This will get you motivated for all that you are supposed to be and have what you are supposed to have instantly. The quick instant blessing is the surefire way to get out of debt, pay all bills, and to be free this month, guaranteed. So don't miss the quick instant blessing Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. That's this Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. The quick instant blessing. Be there.
Now, you all have heard it. You've all heard it now. You can hear it again. The quick instant blessing is back. Yes, sir. The quick instant blessing. We'll have it Thursday at 7 o'clock. As always, we will have the quick instant blessing. Now, I advise you to be there. Yeah, be there. Be there with bells on your fingers and rings on your toes, if you can. Just be there. Okay? Well, now, tonight, we have a guest, Madam Shalice, and she is one of the best spirit readers. Yeah, she's one of the best. You know, Madam, you know, well, from one of the most haunted states she resides in. And this is the most haunted state in the Union. I'm telling you. And it ain't Louisiana. It ain't New York. It ain't Pennsylvania. No, no, no. You got to try a little harder than that. She is from this haunted state. And the thing about her is that when she, you'll see, she takes time and clues in on you. Yeah, she takes her time and clues in on you. And what happens is she sees the spirits around you. Now, I'm telling you this now, she sees the spirits around you. And she tells you what those spirits are saying or doing. Now, I don't know about you. Some of you might have ghosts and haints and all evil spirits and whatnot. But this girl can see them. She can see them. And the best thing about it is that, well, you have a true and an accurate message. And we thought this would be nice for you on this Halloween, as they say, on this Halloween night. Yeah, we thought this would be it. So, only thing I just ask you to just do what she says, because she's coming her own way. Coming her own way. I'm not directing nothing. I'm way far away in Chicago. So, I'm not directing her at all. I do not know. Now, tomorrow I'll be directing, but tonight I'm not. No, I'm not. Okay. So, anyway, well, how are you, Madam Shalise?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. Well,
good.
Did you see our announcement for you today on Facebook?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Thank you. That's such a wonderful, such a wonderful greeting. Thank you.
Okay, that's good. Well, are you ready?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, we're going to start off here at number, what is this, 412. At 412, we have someone. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Hello. I'm good.
Good. You like to speak to Madam Shalise?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Hi. Hi. Do you have a question? How are you?
I'm good. I wanted you to check a relationship. It was with me and my kid's father. Do you need his name?
Yes. What is his name?
His name is Jamal.
Okay. And how long have you been with him?
Well, we're actually not together, but, you know, that is my kid's father, so I would say we haven't been together for years.
Okay. Are you wanting to know, is he wanting to come back to you, or what is it that you're wanting to know?
Yeah, because he's been acting kind of strange lately, and I just don't get what's behind it.
Oh, boy. He acting sort of strange.
Well, I'm saying that he is feeling a lot of regret. He's feeling like he's losing touch with his kids. He feels like he needs to be around more, but he doesn't know how you feel about that.
Okay.
He's wanting to come around more, but he doesn't really know how to approach you about it.
Now, the question would be, is this for me or the kid? Do he really want to genuinely be around his kid?
Yes, he is really wanting to genuinely be around his kids more.
Okay.
He's feeling like he's missing out on a lot of things. He's really genuinely wanting to be around them more, but he doesn't know how to approach you about it.
Okay. Okay. Is there anything else I should know about the situation?
I'm just saying that he's nervous around you. That he's, to me, it seems like he's kind of scared of you. So I don't know what that's about, but he just seems like he's really nervous around you for some reason.
I don't know. Well, he needs to get it together. Christmas time is coming up.
You make him nervous. He's scared of you. So
but
I think
why?
That's why. I don't know. It seems like he's scared because he wants to be around his kids, but it seems like he's scared that you're going to go off on him about something.
I will go. I mean, you know, I do. But that's, I mean, just saying something to him, I don't know. I don't know why he's scared of somebody. I put him in his place, but, that's about as far as it goes. It doesn't go anywhere without me telling him what I feel.
He's nervous
then
around
I'm
you. Yeah, you make him nervous.
I don't know. I don't know what to really say about that one. I mean, I try not to go off on him as much, but, you know, when he's not doing right, what am I supposed to say? Nothing? I don't know.
Well, he does want to be around his kids.
Okay.
Papa, do you have anything you want to add?
You want to be around? He's scared that you're going to get him for another woman. That's what he's scared of. Yeah.
He's scared of what?
He's scared you're going to get after him about another woman.
I wouldn't ask him that. I never do. He always asks me about men, and I tell him mind his business.
Whoa.
So I definitely ain't asking him about no women because I don't want him asking me nothing about no other dudes. So I don't get it. I hope he grow up one day.
You make him nervous.
I make him
he's
nervous.
He's scared of you. Yeah, he's scared of you.
Like what? Like his mom? I'm kidding.
He just doesn't want to. He doesn't want any fights or confrontation. You know, he doesn't want to argue. And you make him nervous.
Right.
He's just scared. He's scared
he's
of you.
Scared his ass up. You gonna beat his ass? That's scared of. You gonna beat his ass?
Like his mom or something. I don't even tell.
Yeah.
I don't do none of that. All I do, I just get my point across. I leave him alone, you know. So I don't know. I think he just used it. I thought he was using that as an excuse not to really come around. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't say anything. But then I don't know. Like I said, it's only words, and then that's as far as it's gonna go. There's no type of domestic situation or anything like that. So. I don't know. He may feel like he might lose control, I guess.
Madam Shalisa, can I give her something? Can I tell her something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Girl, get your switch. Get you a switch. I'm telling you, get your switch. And
get
beat
a switch.
Whatever you got out of here, you beat it. Then he'll
I used to tell people when I see him, I was going to do that too, but it was just a joke. But you know, that's hilarious, you know?
No.
It was like a joke. Like when I see him, I'm going to put my hands on him. Because I was just playing though. So I don't know. One day, you know, I try not to go there with him. Well, that's why we're not together now, because a lot of that used to go on, and it wasn't just me. It would be him, too, you know. So that's what he may be scared of, that we'll go back to that old way. But we ain't been together in so long, I don't even plan to waste my time to do nothing. Like whatever you want to do, that's fine. Regardless, I'm still raised my kids. So that's something he's going to have to pay for at the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Well, he doesn't realize that. He's just nervous and scared of you.
Like, he don't know what I'll do. Wow.
Right.
I'm telling you, get that switch. I tell you.
Okay.
If you got something his, you can beat it. But if you don't, get a dial and beat it. Just a dial and beat it. And tell him, you know, just talk to him. You know, I'm going to beat your butt because you ain't did this, you ain't did that. Beat his butt, that's all.
Then we might not see him for years, you know?
You'll see him that year. Yeah.
I even thought a couple times that maybe what he, I don't know. I don't know if that's what he wants. Like, do he want to fight or don't he? Because the things that he do he try to cause one, you know? Like, I was telling on my daughter got put in a new school, and I wanted him to go to the school because she was having some troubles at the other school. And he told me, well, you need to go get a man. I'm like, that drives me crazy because, and I just told him, well, which one? You know, don't worry about my man. We're talking about your daughter and her school. What do this got to do with boyfriends then? So that's why I said, is this really about her or is it about me? Like, it's all we go back to who's, you know, my dudes or whoever and whatever. I just told him, well, which one? And don't worry about my men, plural. You understand? because it's really none of his business. Mm-hmm. It's about his daughter. I don't ask him about none of his women. I don't care.
All you got to do is tell him I got a man. It's you.
Yeah.
You.
That's what I said I was going to do. But you never know. I thought a couple of my friends be telling him my business from time to time. So, I don't know.
Well, you better whip them, too. Better get a switch.
And don't tell them nothing that you don't want him to know then.
That's right.
Yeah, I know.
412, where are you?
Good stuff. Just tell them good stuff. If they're going to spread your business, then just tell them only good stuff that's going on. Don't tell them anything.
Right.
About your problem or anything bad going on. Always tell them good stuff. If they're going to spread something, let it be that.
Yeah. I try not to tell them anything about them situations, you know what I mean? But I try to really stay away from them so they don't know that too much about me at all to tell him anything.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So. But I hope one day he grow up.
He will. Now, where are you at 412? Where are you?
This is Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh. Yes,
Pittsburgh.
Sir. Yeah, go get you a switch, girl. I'm telling you, get you a switch. It'll be the end of him. I tear his butt up. I tell him, what the hell are you doing? I'll boom. I told you, and I keep on
out with
him, but good.
Yeah,
promoting
but don't
violence.
Say
promoting violence.
I better be calm.
Well, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, guys,
and
y'all have a good day.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Well, sir. Now, she ought to whip his butt. I'm telling you. She ought to whip his butt.
That might make things worse. No.
I'm a man. A good whipping might do him some change. Might do a change on him or something. It might help him. He might get to be a better person somewhat. All right, I'll try it again. This is 313. Hello.
Hey, Papa. Say, hey, Madam Talise.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, it's one of the general reading. Nothing in particular, sis. A general reading.
Okay, Papa, you go first.
With your job, the spirits are around you, and with your job, they're trying to move you into a certain position. They're trying to move you. But with that, I expect you just go along with it. Just go along with it. Don't be disturbed by it or nothing. Now, there are some people who call themselves giving you some shit. And I have to just put it like that. Excuse me, everybody. But there are some that are giving you some shit. Now, with them, I don't want you to say nothing. But just one thing. God bless them. See, when you do that, that'll turn the energy around, and it'll make it on them. It'll make them try to do right. It'll make them try to. But all in all, just be careful and be cautious. Be careful and cautious. All right, Madam Shalise?
Are you married?
Oh, my goodness.
No, madam. He's not married.
Actually, I had like a reading, whatever. Well, energetically, yeah, I am married, but that's like a different story. But no, I'm not technically married.
Okay. Well, I see a young lady around you. I don't know who this would be. She's African-American, short hair, straight, but she's got it curled. And she's got a nurse's uniform on. And she's always watching you. She's just always looking and watching you.
All right, Tony. All right.
I don't know who she is or what she wants, but she's secretive about it, and she's sneaky with it. So I don't know if she has a crush on you or spying on you for some reason. I don't know.
Have I had conversations with this particular woman?
No. She has not approached you for anything, no.
Okay, and oh, Papa said, I have a question.
Okay.
Regarding the job, you said they wanted to move me. What is that move exactly?
Yeah, they want you out of there. They want to move you, but they can't. They can't. But they want it. Yeah, they want it. You see, but...
Okay,
I
have no problem with quitting.
With them not being able to, the only thing they can do is talk about it and consider doing it, but they don't, you know, they won't do it. They can't. Because God is keeping you where you are. He's the one. He's the one. God is the one. And I ain't smoked that cigar yet.
So they want me fired?
Huh?
They want me fired?
No. I just ain't smoked that cigar yet. That's all. I ain't smoked it yet, but I'm going to. Yes, sir, I'm going to.
I'm just trying to wonder, if this, they want me to move, is this move negative or positive? Do they want to, like, fire me, or do they want to move me to a different spot at the hospital, or?
It's negative. If you move to another different spot in the hospital, well, you'll be doing, well, I'll tell you something. If you move in the hospital, you will do better. Because, glory be to God, you have prominence over there. You'll be something more than they want. So just keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open.
So it's like a negative one. I'm sorry.
Yeah. What's you?
This move is negative. That they want to move you in a negative spot.
They want you to move. They want to move you out of there. They want to move you out. But if you move, you'll be a greater person than they are. Yeah, sort of a greater person then. So, just look out. Just keep looking. And when you find a position, don't be afraid to ask for it. Just go on and ask for it. Go ahead, because you might think it ain't for you. But it is. See, an angel going, an angel is going to put you in there. An angel is going to put you in there. So you can't be worried about what anybody else says. Cannot be worried. you will be in it. You will be a better person. Now, I'll tell you something, some people there, uh-oh. Well, that girl really don't like it in. You're going to be in that position, that girl's going to really want you. Really want you. So are you finishing school yet?
I'm going to be finished this semester. And Madam Felice, you say that woman is, what is her position in that hospital? Is she a nurse or whatever? I don't.
Well, I see her with a nurse's dress. It's like a dress, a nurse's outfit on. But I'm assuming that that means that she is a nurse, you know. She's a nurse, and she's just always watching you from a distance.
Got her eyes on you.
Well, it's not. I don't know if it's negative or positive.
It's positive. If she like you, if she's looking at
yeah,
you,
yeah, it's
like
positive.
You.
Right.
Okay. I don't want to take up any more of you all time, but thanks for the reading. Oh, I just wanted to know one last question. Who had these? How did these conversations go about me on a job? Who had these conversations regarding me? Was it the manager or my supervisor?
The manager had one, the supervisor had another. In fact, the supervisor was talking about you today.
In a negative way?
No, positive way. Get ready to move. Just get ready to move. Just get ready to do better.
So you're saying they liked me there? I thought they didn't like me, so they... Never mind. But thanks for the general reading. I'll leave you all alone.
You always think that somebody don't like you. You always think that. Quit thinking that.
Well, that's been all my whole life. What else am I supposed to think about that?
Life now. It ain't your life now. It is not your life now.
Right.
Older, you got an education, you got some money, so you ain't got to worry about nothing.
Nope.
Ain't got to worry
about blessed.
Yeah.
I am blessed.
You are blessed. You are blessed.
Okay. Thank you, Master Lisa, and thank you, Papa Say. I will,
you're
if I
welcome.
Can, I will send a donation. I just have to know how to send it to you
all. All right. All right. Bless you, and God keep you.
God keep you, too.
Bye.
Well. What do you think about that? What do you think about that, Madam Shee?
Well, I think that he needs to stop being so hard on himself.
Yeah. Yeah. He needs to be. Well, let's hold on. Here's a message.
Don't miss Papa Says Quick Instant Blessing for this week. This will get you motivated for all that you are supposed to be and have what you are supposed to have instantly. The Quick Instant Blessing is the surefire way to get out of debt, pay all bills, and to be free this month, guaranteed. So don't miss the Quick Instant Blessing Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. That's this Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. The Quick Instant Blessing. Be there.
I told you the Quick Instant Blessing has come back. Yes, it's back. Now it's 7 o'clock Thursday. So be here for it. Okay, 248, hello?
Hello, Papa. Hello, Madam Shalice. How are you doing?
Hello.
You are
fine, how are
fine.
You?
I'm well. Well, it's not really a question. I just want to know, because I've increased, I'm on a different level of spiritual work now. Clearing and removing a lot of old stuff. And generational work and everything like that. And looking on a lot of old stuff to clear it out the way. And I want to know, am I on the right path with my spiritual work?
Madam Shalice.
What are you using to clear out everything?
Well, no, I'm just praying. It's not, I'm not using anything. I've just been praying. My meditation and prayer has increased.
Well, from your meditation and your prayers, that has elevated you to a different level. But you might also want to add some incense.
Okay, well, I used some dragon's blood. I've been using dragon's blood and sandalwood from time to time. I use, you know, I burn them together. Well, not together,
okay.
But while the sandalwood is burning, I'll burn some dragon's blood to increase the power of whatever I'm doing. But I just want to know, am I in the right direction spiritually? Because I know we're clearing everything, all this other stuff, mess out the way. It's been like, Papa, you told me very back in the beginning, you told me this a couple of years ago, that it's layers and layers of stuff.
Right.
And I didn't understand what you were talking about back then, but now I understand with all the stuff that I've been through.
Right,
so now I'm removing the layers. I just want to make sure I'm on the right deal.
Yes, I see you as being on the right path. I actually see you as being elevated somewhat from your meditation.
Okay, yeah, that's why when I have some growth, some spiritual growth, like to connect to the Creator, you know, to the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want, you know, not just, yeah. And I also was wondering, this is my last question, concerning, well, Papa, you already know, concerning this legal stuff. Madam Shalice, I was wondering, do you see it all being resolved by November, December? I know I'm getting ready to move, so I was just wondering, with all the stuff concerning my family, will all be resolved here?
I'm seeing some movement before Thanksgiving, a little bit before Thanksgiving.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, wow. Wow.
Yeah, it'll be some movement going on a little bit before Thanksgiving as far as that's concerned.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. What'd you say?
I am going to send you some Florida water. So, Florida water.
Okay.
So I am going to send you some. I'm putting it in my hand right now, and I'm going to smell you some. Okay, and you use that Florida water. So,
okay.
You to cleanse yourself, to cleanse your body, to cleanse every part of you. Cleanse every part of you from all that jankiness and all that crap. Okay? Now you should get it a couple. in a couple of days, all right?
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Well. Certain people are coming along with their wonderings. Okay. 533, this is, no, 573, this is Papa saying, Madam Shalice, hello.
Yeah, hello, Papa, and hello, Madam Shalice.
Hi.
Hey. I'd just like to get a general reading and see what's around me, but I do have a question. The question is, when am I relocating?
Let me see who I see around you. Papa, you want to go ahead first?
Well, your mother's around you, first of all. Uh-oh, here's your father, and they are arguing, too. They're arguing back and forth. But your mother is around you first, because she says there's something that this boy ain't did that I told him to do.
Oh, wow.
And you know what it is.
I know.
Now, I've seen your mother earlier this week. She had come to me, and it's something that she's wanting you to do.
Okay.
And she says you know what it is, but she came to me earlier in the week about you.
Right, I know what that is. I know what it is. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, why ain't you doing it?
I'm working on it, Papa. I'm working on it. It's going to take me several years to complete, but I've started it. I've started putting pieces together.
Well, it ain't taking you no several years to complete. It's only a couple of months.
Okay.
I'll
just have to push harder. All right, Papa. All right. I just have to push a little harder to complete the steps.
Yeah. Okay, and your health, how is it? Oh, no. With your health. Did you get that stuff that Jack told you to get?
Yeah, I've been doing that.
Okay, did you get that cherry juice?
Yeah, I got the cherry and
Boy,
two other ones.
That's some powerful stuff.
Yes, sir.
Some powerful stuff. I took it myself. That stuff is powerful. Well, that's all right. That's all right. Well, she go. I'll let Madam Shalice continue on.
Okay.
Did you have any other questions? Did you have another question?
Just about when will I relocate? I know it depends. You know, I got to complete some stuff. But do you see a particular time when I'll be getting out of here?
How soon were you looking to go? Because I'm saying March.
Oh, Lord. I was hoping it would be this year.
I keep saying March.
Okay. All righty.
Well, at least it's still warm. It'll be warm when you go.
Right. Because I know I'm not going to try to do anything during the winter. So... Yeah, okay. I've got some wonderful people around me. What can I do to clear up the situation?
Wonderful people. Oh,
yeah, I'm trying to be nice about it. You know what I'm saying, Papa.
Oh, boy.
They deal in street pharmaceutical sales.
They what?
They deal with street pharmaceutical sales.
Okay.
Yeah, drug dealers.
Okay, so that's why you want to move?
Well, that's part of it, yeah.
Okay, so what are you wanting to know about the drug dealers?
Oh, if this area is going to clear up.
No.
Okay.
It's not.
Okay.
No, they're not going anywhere. No.
Okay. Because that's one of the reasons I want to just relocate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nope, they're not going anywhere.
Okay. All righty. So we just have to keep make some other plans. Okay, that's all I have.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. God bless you.
All right. Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye.
Ooh. Well, here's another one. 832. This is Papa saying, Ma'am Shalice, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank both of you all for taking my call.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Yes, I guess my question is, what is causing these adverse conditions around me?
Papa, you go ahead. And then I'll come in on it.
I started to say them kids, but something else. There are spirits. There are some spirits which are working. There are some spirits. And those spirits are, well, they're trying to get your attention. Yes, they are. They are trying to get your attention. And it looks like they're bad, but it's not. It's not. Now, when I saw them, I saw a little kid. I saw little kids. But that's a lie. When the spirit is dead, it's full grown. It's full grown. You know, whatever they say, when a spirit, when somebody dies, that spirit is grown.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I saw some kids, and they was playing around and all that stuff. But, those are really spirits. It's really spirits. And those spirits are trying to get your attention. They are just trying to get your attention. Now, that's all I can say. That's it.
Well, what I see is that they're getting into other people and causing the adverse conditions around you. They're having other people mess with you, so to speak.
I guess my question, why?
Why? Why?
Well, I guess when I think why, I mean, I think I try to live a righteous life. I don't think I try to mess with nobody, do nothing wrong. So.
Well, and some people I'm seeing that are... Something's going on as far as some jealousy is concerned. I don't know. It's causing them to be jealous and envious of you.
One of them is because of a woman. He thinks he should have had the woman and you shouldn't have.
It's causing a lot of discord and a lot of jealousy.
Yeah,
and
maybe.
Usually when that goes on, when you have a lot of discord like that, that is because you're doing something right.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Lord. Glory.
Something that you are doing that is right.
Oh, Lord. Glory
and
to God.
And that's why you're having a lot of problems. It's because you're doing something right.
Mm-mm-mm. Glory to God.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
So, in that case, Papa, what do you suggest that he use or can do to keep it off of?
What I see is a yellow cake with white icing. You have to get this piece of cake and just leave it, you know, like leave it for the spirits. Now, the spirits are not going to eat it. Those spirits ain't going to do it. But when you leave it, when you leave it, the thought of it, the spirits will be able to pick it up. They'll be able to pick it up. Just that piece of white cake. It's yellow cake and white icing. Yellow cake and white icing. Just that will be enough. Now, then after about a week, 4 or 5 days or so, you can throw it out. Throw it out. Now that is all. That's all I see. That's all I see. Because those spirits are not going to do anything. They aren't going to do anything except just harangue you. Just harangue you.
Do you think that he should take a spiritual bath?
Yeah, spiritual bath.
Okay.
With some, oh my God, some saltpeter and some, I want to say some honey or something, but some saltpeter is for sure. Some saltpeter.
Okay.
What about vinegar? Huh?
What about some vinegar?
Yeah, some vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
Some vinegar and saltpeter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where do you get saltpeter from?
Oh. You get it from a drugstore there.
Yeah,
you should get it from a drugstore.
What do you want him to use if he can't find it?
Some sea salt.
Very good. I agree.
Y'all hear that? She up here, she ain't that something about her law.
You did good. That was very good.
Yeah. Go and get some sea salt. Try and get some saltpeter. Now, if you can't get saltpeter, the sea salt will work for you.
Okay.
Yeah. It will. In fact, the sea salt, you can draw a circle with the sea salt around you and then pray the 91st Psalm. That'll do it. That'll take care of it.
Well, already I appreciate you guys.
Okay.
Taking my call.
You're welcome.
I see you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. We got one more person. Okay, 803, this is Papa Say. Hello.
Hello, Papa Say. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Madam Shalise, greetings to you as well.
Hi.
I'm a little nervous today. So, firstly, Papa Say, is that a picture of Madam Shalise on Facebook?
Is what? A picture of?
Is that
Madam Shalise?
Is that Madam Shalise? Yes.
Yeah, that's her.
Wow, Madam Shalise, you are one attractive lady.
Thank you.
Not at all. Not at all. I couldn't believe it when I saw the photo. But my question for you, Madam Shalise, is we spoke over the summer, and you told me some wonderful news, and I've been waiting for this young lady to respond to my advance, and she hasn't. And I was just curious, when do you see this my love interest and I being together?
I am seeing around Christmas and it'll be a little bit before Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know exactly when, but it'll be just before Christmas. It won't be
okay.
In November or around Thanksgiving. It'll be more closer to Christmas.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry, Popsy, what did you say?
Is there anything else?
Oh, I haven't heard back from the bank loan I applied for at Popsy. I was just curious, do you see them contacting me with some good news here shortly?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they're contacting something good.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to get off the line now and smoke a cigar to celebrate this little victory.
All right.
May God continue to bless you both and stand between harm and you and your families. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.
Whoa. Well, Madame Shalise. Bonjour.
Yes.
I started talking French. We are through. You have done this.
Okay.
I will do one more commercial, okay? Hold on.
Don't miss Papa Says Quick Instant Blessing for this week. This will get you motivated for all that you are supposed to be and have what you are supposed to have instantly. The Quick Instant Blessing is the surefire way to get out of debt, pay all bills, and to be free this month, guaranteed. So don't miss the Quick Instant Blessing Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. That's this Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time, the Quick Instant Blessing. Be there.
Well, everyone, that was good, wasn't it?
I enjoyed it. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, anytime you want to come, you can come on.
Thank you.
Yes. So, everyone, you know, well, yesterday we didn't come on, but it was something good for us. Well, yesterday, my internet was down, this wasn't working, that wasn't working. And when I got to the point where I had to sit off, forget it. Yeah, because it was just too much trouble. But in that caused me to think.
Mm-hmm.
Now I will do something a little bit different. Just a little bit different. First of all, we have given messages every day of the week. Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. But we're going to stop that. We're going to stop that. I don't know what it'll be, but it won't be every day of the week. And because of that, in its place, I'm going to do stories and interviews of people who are a part of what we want. See, one thing about hoodoo is ghosts, hoodoo is taints, hoodoo is everything, and no matter what. So why do you want to have a show that ain't talking about it? Why do you want to have a show that ain't talking about it? I am going to do it and do it right.
Okay.
I am going to do it and do it right. This program, this show will be something which everyone will love. Everyone will be a part of. Everyone will be here for it. Now, you see, this today, it's like having our new moon readings before, you know. But, of course, it wasn't as many. But if I do it and I have the guests that I said I would have, if I had the guests, the guest would be something even special, something more than you could even think of. You could even think of. Because you want to know something, don't you? You want to know about hoodoo. You want to know something to do. Well, now you will. You will be able to perform your hoodoo for you. Yes, you will. You'll be able to do it. It will be all for you, all sent out for you. Now, I tell you what, tomorrow, we'll have what? Readings by the SB7, the PSB7, which is a paranormal instrument of great accuracy. You have a paranormal instrument. Now, I don't know what it'll say. I don't know what it'll do. I don't know where to come. I don't know. But we will have it tomorrow. We sure will. And it will, we will use it. We will use it greater than we ever have before this time. The SB7 is one of the most used devices in our paranormal field. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I ain't no paranormalist. I'm no paranormalist. I am not trying to prove no ghosts. I believe there's ghosts. I'm not trying to prove that ghosts can get in touch, because I know ghosts can and ghosts will. I'm not trying to prove that a ghost is something that you have to be worried about, because all the ghosts are around us. They are around us. See, there's ghosts around you right now. There's ghosts around me. But these ghosts, they can't harm us. They can't harm us. And why? Because we hoodoo. That's why. Now, join me on the real hoodoo to talk about what that, to talk about something which really makes a difference, which really will bring a difference to your life and your thing. The real hoodoo is going to be new. I'm telling you that. And I'll tell you again. There's only one real hoodoo. And only one Papa Say. Now, I'll see you tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow. So you be here at 7 o'clock sharp. Okay? Well, bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michelle LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.